Simply Done, the podcast network.
What's been going on?
Well, I'm just 33 more weeks.
And then you got the baby?
Nope. Then it's the end of the show. 33 more weeks.
That's a lot of weeks.
Hey, guys.
33? What's that, October? That,
end of the show. What?
33? We're never making 33. No, I agree with that. That I agree with. Yeah, thanks a lot, Scare Master. You smoked the stuff.
You were smoking dope?
I haven't smoked in years, and I won't smoke.
Why?
Why should I?
Why'd you come in here and say you were smoking dope?
I didn't say I was smoking dope. Didn't he just say it?
He said, somebody ate potatoes!
I don't know what that means exactly.
Scare Master almost hit me in the legs with his car downstairs.
Again?
Please!
Not true?
What, about 20 feet away?
You got to be careful, Perry.
20 feet away.
Okay, well, if he was frightened...
He was not frightened.
I was threatened?
He was not threatened.
You punched me in the face the week before. You tried to hit me with your car this week, dude. Honestly, Scare Master.
A lot of people are talking about the punch to the face.
You know what, Mole?
Nope.
You're full of shit. Stop bullshitting. Start the show, please.
First of all, don't tell me what to do. Second of all...
Yeah,
you don't even have your headphones on, so you're telling me to start the show. And the video has been the most talked about video that I've ever put up on the internet. The one where I took the Vine video of you punching Mole in the face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know what else is really popular?
Hey, talking about Mole.
No, you know what else is really popular?
You
know what else is really popular?
Yeah, this.
No, this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don.
I'm Walter.
Really? I'm Scary Perry.
Woohoo!
Together, we are the Big...
Three.
And if you've never heard our show before... What rock have you been under? But if you haven't heard of it, we're probably the first and maybe the best podcast that talks about our own personal lives and...
Popular culture.
That's one way of putting it, yeah. Okay. We're the ones that started it. We've done it the best.
And we're going to finish it.
Yeah. Well, you seem very nervous. You have a whole envelope there. What's going on with
you? I got a gift. First off, the gift, one of the two gifts that were mailed to me, I'm wearing one Chicago Bulls t-shirt. And another one's for Walter Molinsky over there. Green Bay Packers shirt. You want to catch? Hold on. I got it. All right. There you go. There you go.
Damn, I said seriously, man.
Why did you throw it at his face?
Ow.
Come on.
Ow,
why'd
man.
You throw it at his face? Seriously.
Can you pull this out of my eye, Dan?
I don't know if I can. I don't want to. Just come here.
Ow.
Well, that's really nice. You got a shirt. Mole got a shirt.
Can I read the letter that he
no.
sent?
Is it a $10 shout-out?
It would have been.
Okay, hold on.
He had no money.
Okay, well, you can't read the letter there.
All right.
It has to be $10.
All right.
And I don't see me getting anything.
No, I know. That was the one. Yeah, he says enclosed.
I don't
know.
No, I don't
one
want.
One for me, one for Walter, but...
Yeah, well, that's nice.
It was from Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Yeah!
What did I say? I said, don't say anything, and then what do?
That's all.
That's all.
Well, that's what happens when you have friends.
You don't
that's
have any
what
friends.
Friends are for.
Really?
Sports t-shirts.
So you really believe that was Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley?
No.
Thanks, kids.
I'm just teasing
okay,
when
well,
I use
take
those
your garbage. Names. Take your
my
garbage.
My garbage? That's not my garbage.
I have nothing to do with it.
All right.
I didn't get a shirt out of the deal. You and Mole did. Fuck.
Because... The guy said in the letter that Mole gave me shorts, so he figured that he would be nice and give us
yeah. What about
shirts.
Well
shorts for shorts?
He gave you shorts because Mole,
ripped
according
my
to
shorts.
You, no, I don't think that was the case. But
Dan, you want to
yeah?
wear my shirt?
No, I don't. But you blamed him enough to the point where he felt bad, and what did he do? Even though he doesn't have a job, even though he's not working at all,
like
even though
me?
He has no money, even though he has no place to live,
yeah,
he went
sure.
out and replaced your shorts.
Can I make? Can I say something when you're talking about that also?
Yeah.
Because speaking of that, and I'd like to say something to that.
Shoot.
Scaremaster and Dan, the I had to apply for Discover card, the card that pays you back.
Right.
And Scaremaster, I used you as a cosigner.
How?
That's cool. Because my credit is really bad because of the boat, the things with
my
the boats,
just
the, and the fires.
Yours.
What?
My credit would be just as
no,
bad as yours.
No, Huey Craig sent me your stuff, and your credit is actually better than mine, which is tough to believe. But they were actually, they said, if you know, if you could co-sign for me, that would be cool.
I can't co-sign for
you. Anybody. Can co-sign for me, though.
I'm unable to co-sign
no,
for
I'll
anybody.
Sign. I'll sign your name on there.
No, you cannot sign my name
but
on there.
But no, I just need your soch.
You're not going to get my soch.
I just Why?
Need, I just quickly need your soch.
You don't want to help him out?
I'm not helping nobody out.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope
with
you ask...
my social security
I hope
card.
You ask somebody for some help.
I don't need the card. I just need the soch, dude.
The number.
You're what? Not getting the number.
What is your problem?
Well, let him go to you for your
Well,
your
he went
soch.
To you.
Dan hooked me up enough. You know what? When I
Thank
needed...
You.
I had nothing like.
I don't.
Ago, he
look.
Gave me like a half a case of the soup, and it was healthy choice soup.
I also gave you like six bottles of baby lotion.
That's right. He gave me a bunch of baby lotion. There was like there was hardly any out of it. They were almost all full.
Pretty nice.
From Costco?
No.
Well, I use it for cooking fuel. I had a little stove thing in there. I made mulligan stew the other night, and I got a good fire going with that baby oil and a bunch of rolled up newspapers.
I don't know anything about that. I've never done that before. But I do know this. If you got the shirts because Mole replaced pants that you ripped accidentally, put it, the blame on Mole, you know.
Because Mole grabbed my fucking pocket.
Okay, and so
you. How did I grab your pocket?
With your hand and your fingers?
How did I have fingers and hands?
So let me ask you
this. Oh, wait a second.
Do you think.
Says Mr. Expert with the fingers and hands.
I just want to ask him a question. Do you believe that his fingers and hands. Now, please let me say this, Mole. Do you believe that his fingers and hands were the ones that ripped your pants?
Duh!
Okay.
Yes.
Follow-up question. May I ask a follow-up question?
Follow-up.
Do you think, because he did that he was responsible?
Yes.
For taking care of
you? Yes.
Really?
As well as my jacket.
Wait a minute.
At the
Hold on. I'm asking you a question.
Anniversary show at the Comedy Store, which, number one, you have not paid for, and number two, you have not replaced. I had to spend over $300 to replace it myself.
Okay, very interesting. So you are saying, let me make sure I understand exactly what you're saying, just with a yes or no, because he had damage to your clothing.
You Which you have.
You feel he is responsible to pay you.
Duh, yeah.
Okay, then I want the money for my shirt that you ripped. I want the money for the shirt you ripped.
Let me see the shirt. Let me have the shirt. I can fix the shirt.
No, you can't
no,
fix the shirt.
No, because you didn't do the you didn't
yeah.
bring the
you
shorts
can't
to
sew
be
it.
Fixed.
You don't. Yeah, I want a new shirt. Thank you.
Let me have.
No.
Then tell me what type of shirt it is.
I'll show you exactly what it is.
Okay.
And it was like $60.
Okay.
Okay. Is that fair?
I need to see the shirt. I need the brand.
May
the shirt.
I say something? May I say
Can
something?
Can I just do
but
this?
But I am not replacing your shirt until this motherfucker
no,
replaces
that has,
my
That
jacket.
Has nothing to do with it.
I got you new shorts.
That has nothing
that
to do with
shorts.
It.
That was the shorts. And what about my coat?
Where's the coat? Show me the coat. Where's the coat?
You got the coat.
I don't got the coat.
You got the coat.
Where's yes,
the coat?
I do.
Well, you
We're
show
eventually
going
to sell the coat.
You show me the coat, Scaremaster.
We would have sold
He'll
the shorts.
He'll show you the coat.
Right.
You show me the coat. Show me the body. Show me the body. That show me the body.
But
hey, let me
finish
okay.
this. But Perry,
fucking headache.
Oh, you got a headache? You can accuse Mole of doing something and then say he is responsible for replacing it, and then you give me shit. I want that $60 shirt. Ask Mary Jane where she got it, and she can replace it, and we can use the card you and Mole have together.
That was your silk Tommy Bahama Mama shirt.
Yep. I am not putting my name connected with him on any fucking credit
Why?
Card.
Why? I just need your soch.
Yeah, so then it's all blamed on me, and then you're going to...
What are you talking? Make... What's blamed on him?
He's going to charge this, charge that,
what
charge
What did
that,
I charge?
I need your soch. So you can fuck up
you,
my
Why
credit.
Do you need my soch?
I think if you guys are living together, I think that you should share more
it's,
things.
We're not this living together.
Hey,
It'll
may I say
happen.
Something about the
never, never,
about
never,
the
never,
ripped
never,
shorts,
never
okay? Now, you said I'm responsible for it because I grabbed it with my fingers and my hands and I pulled it. And I'm responsible for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my hand was not raped by the shorts, right?
I don't think it was.
Okay.
Maybe it was.
My hand.
Whatever.
It brings up an interesting angle that I didn't look at before.
I'm just saying, were my hands
shorts raped? Your hands grabbed onto the the little thing connected to my shorts.
And pulled on it.
And you pulled on it.
Okay.
Which ripped the pocket to shreds.
Okay.
Wrap
my hands.
Which means, yes, you ripped them. What else is there to say?
Okay, that means, yes, you ripped my shirt. Where's my shirt?
But I didn't see the rip in your shirt.
Well, Mary Jane.
You're a witness, counselor. Listen, Scaremaster.
Oh, God.
You're saying that if somebody wraps their hands around something and yanks on it.
And rips it.
No. Just
listen to what he's saying.
If someone grabs something and yanks it, they're doing that of their own volition and free will and not by being hand raped.
I see where you're going with this.
Oh, my God.
What is your answer?
I believe my hand was shorts raped by your shorts. Your
Shut
witness,
up.
Counselor. No further arguments.
Shut up.
I've reached my decision.
My case.
Not guilty,
Mo. I'll allow it. I'd like to see where
Shut
this goes.
Shut up.
Gracias. Hey, what's going on in pop culture?
A lot of people have been wondering about your fight with William Randolph Hearst. For those of you that don't know, William Randolph Hearst, very good guy to us. He actually wrote a story when he ran a magazine called Vice Magazine. He remained friends for quite a while. And then Perry tried to undercut us out of money, took $50 from him to mention something on one of our podcasts, a movie he was promoting. Do you even remember the name of the movie?
No.
Shit. So he paid him $50.
Come on, dude.
Perry didn't say anything about the movie. William Randolph Hearst challenged him to a fight. Perry accepted. And where's the fight at now?
Where's the fight at now?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well,
when you want to date the fight?
So you're not chickening out?
I am not chickening out from that fucking wimp.
Okay, well.
Please.
All right, well, he left me a message. Would you like to hear the message?
Go right ahead.
All right, if you would, please play that.
Hey, Don. William Randolph Hearst III here. I was just listening to some recent podcasts, and I heard Perry saying that I want to back out of the fight. I don't want to do the fight. And would prefer to get my $50, but there's no way I'm backing out. I want my money or a fight. I don't want to do the fight, but I have to do the fight if I don't get the money. Pretty simple deal. I don't know why we keep going over this, or why Perry can't get his through his thick fucking skull. I also am a little dubious of this 1,000 pounds that he leg pressed. I was at the gym today. I loaded up 400 pounds, and it almost crushed my legs. I felt like I had Grover legs. So when he's talking about throwing around 2 tons...
What a pussy.
I don't know if he can do math. Anyway, the guy's obviously very strong. The odds are pretty high I'm going to lose. I don't like losing, but I will lose because I need something to defend the Hearst name, whether it's $50 or a fight. I'm happy to do both. So let him know that the fight is happening. Okay. Goodbye.
How much am I going to get paid for the fight?
Who knows how much you're going to get paid?
Number one.
Number
two.
Number one, you didn't even give a chance to hear the answer.
What answer?
He challenged you to a fight because you ripped $50
off. It's only $50.
Then pay him back
the money. He gave me the $50.
Then pay the money back.
He said
he
doesn't want it back at the fucking hotel.
Okay, but what you did is this, is you said you were going to promote his fucking movie behind our back, so you conned us. You made money on your own. You didn't share it with us. You kept the money.
I would say you should offer him the money. I'd say double the money and offer that to him.
Yeah, or maybe quadruple the money. Give him $200.
Start with $100, and then if he asks for $200, go down to $150.
Oh my!
That's what a gentleman would do.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
At least give him the $50 back and see if you can avoid the fight, dude.
The fight. $100 million. Excuse me, $100 billion.
Well, you just went
$100 billion, or I beat the fuck out of him, or both.
What?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. He is challenging you to a fight. there's going to be no money for it. So your $100 billion after a $100 million opening offer is ridiculous. No one's going to pay you that because people have got to make money. He just wants his money back. Are you going to pussy out? Keep in mind, you both have similar neck injuries. So this fight is everything below the neck.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of belly blows. Belly blow, belly blow, belly blow, mm-hmm. belly blow, belly blow, belly blow, belly blow.
You were leg pressing 1,000 mm-hmm. pounds, and you said within 4 to 5 weeks, you would be at 2,000.
Where are you at now, Scaremaster?
None of your business.
Oh, you're keeping it all to yourself.
You're damn right.
What you do know, we do?
That seems like a statement you say all the time. Anybody ever ask you anything?
It's nobody's business.
Everything is none of your business. None of your business. Let me ask you this, Perry. What's going on with your lawsuits?
Same thing.
None of our business.
You got that right.
Why can't you share anything?
Because, number one, I got in trouble by the judge the last time he found out that there was some
talk
about
it. How did he find
it.
Out?
Is he a fan?
Oh, my God.
Is he a fan?
Did
is it Judge Dimitri name? Moreland?
Judge Dimitri Moreland?
Is that who it is?
The same guy that has the crush on
no
Perry?
No fucking way.
Dimitri Moreland, for people who don't know, is a dear fan of the show and future lover of Scaremaster.
No, he really likes him. We'll just
really
say
likes him a lot.
Really likes him a lot.
I don't give a flying fuck. It's a guy. It's a guy, okay? He can be a friend. He can be a fan. I can't even call him a friend because of the way he likes.
Because he's more like a friend with benefits.
He wishes he could have benefits.
I'm a little confused on what the fuck you're talking about.
Speaking of talking about stuff, hey Dan, what's going on with your dog?
Oh, this little one? I've been doing a very profitable side business where I kidnap dogs.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, like this little one right here. I happen to know the owner, and I know it's a very valuable dog. So a little
hey, bit. You didn't kidnap Mr. Giant Dog, did you?
No, I had nothing to do with that. Did anybody ask you for money?
No.
See, that's what I do. Last week, I tried to drop a hint on the show about the little dog, but I guess the hint was not taken. This is Red Band's dog, the guy that runs Death Squad, and I know he has money, and I want money, or your little Tiki is going to be mine forever.
Wiki.
What'd I say?
Tiki.
Oh, well, that is different then.
Yeah, Tiki and Wiki are different.
Yeah.
She has a Twitter.
She has a Twitter account?
Wiki Pup.
Oh, all right. Anyway, the point is, I'm going to make a little money on this and that. But I like the dog.
Can we just, because I know it's driving Scaremaster crazy, can we do a quick prayer? Quick prayer to the dog. Right. Oh, my dog. I am really happier dog. Bow, wow, yippee-oh, yippee-ay, amen.
Okay, there we go. A little Javajo prayer for those of you. You're not talking now? You're not saying anything? What is this?
I'll take it. Let me have it.
What is this?
Crumble it up and throw it over, Scaremaster. Make a plane out of it.
What is this?
Make a plane out of it.
You just talk. You just
make a plane out of it.
Oh, this is your sexcapades.
I'll read it.
Another story with Linda Johnson, ex-Penthouse Pet, 1987. Now, we had actually talked to Linda Johnson before, right?
Oh, wait. Yes, you have.
Yeah, we talked to her. She was down in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to her. She was, who'd she go out with?
She was married to Duff McKagan.
Right, from Guns N' Roses. Right. Huh. Well, you'll be reading
she
this.
She lived upstairs.
You'll be reading this in a minute.
You liked her more than Thumper?
Oh, my God. How did you know? How do you know Thumper?
I still know Thumper. We stay in touch.
All right. Well, you know what? It's time that we listen to what the fans have to say, because it's time once again for a little thing we like to call the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, this is where you, the fan at home, you get a chance to be part of our show by asking a question or making a couple statements. Now, how do you do this, you say? Well, you get $10 cash, no checks, no money orders. It's straight cash, homie. You put it in an envelope. You write or you type a very short little letter with your thoughts. We'll read it on the air, and that's the way it works. Now, we don't have a lot of $10 shout-outs today, but let's see what we have. I'm going to open this package first of all, okay? Dear Mr. Caramelli, we at the Sweet Leathery Jesus Organic Food Company Incorporated Limited. Applaud your recent decision to switch to all organic diet. That's nice. Do you want to say anything about that? Are you still on that?
Keep reading. But yeah, it's basically how I'm living.
Okay, we believe
organically,
organic and grass fed.
Oh, you're grass fed. Now that I can
grass fed cows. I won't eat anything other than that.
We believe that you encapsulate the vitality, the general aura of a perfect health, and positively would like the public to associate with sweet, feathery Jesus, and I would like to engage your service as our spokesman, since any income may jeopardize your fake broken neck disabilities.
Yeah, and right.
May
fake
I read?
Broken neck?
I'm just reading what it says here.
You want me to real quickly butt in? Just for a quick
Let
one?
Let me just finish this so people are following.
C2 was broke twice.
Okay.
And disc 4, C4, okay. 5, and 6
Why
was
do you
replaced.
Brag about it? Nobody cares about this.
Everybody cares.
William Randolph Hearst cares.
Does he?
Yeah.
Because
he's,
of the fight.
He's, those are the ones he can't hit. But everywhere else, right in the body. Belly blow, belly blow, belly blow.
Okay, anyway, so it's talking about your fake neck disability scam. We can give you gifts such as baboon shampoo, industrial strength deodorant, and fedora ointment instead of pay. Enclosed are some samples of the Sweet Feathery Jesus organic chocolate line. We look forward to hearing from you. Booz, Belasco, and Dr. P. I hope I said that right. Belasco, sweetfeatherygesus.com. Lunch will be provided. Then they gave some organic Charleston jewels, and right there, right on the cover, it says organic.
Oh, yeah. Can I have one?
Yeah. Oh, and here's a Snickers bar. Javajo certified organic. Huh.
It's not Snickers, then.
Well, how do you know it's not Snickers? They say it's Snickers. Looks like Snickers. It's Snickers.
It might be Snickers, but it's not an organic candy bar. Because candy bars made by Nestle's is not organic.
Yeah, they have all organic now. Everyone's doing organic.
Why would anybody lie?
Come.
No. This one, they sent a movie over here.
Thank you, I caught it.
Want to read that one, Mole?
Yep. Dear Big Three, hi there. I'm a huge fan of Big Three, and I'm also an independent movie producer. Please give me a shout-out to the new movie Squirrel Chasing, being released on June 11th. Website squirrelchasingmovie.com. And from now till June 11th, it can be pre-ordered at a special 20% off price of $6.40. Documentary about a grassroots comedy, and I think Big Three fans would really like it. I'm going to close the screen for you guys. Check it out if you like. I'd like to hire Perry to narrate my next documentary. Could you please have him try the attached elocution test so I can evaluate his dictation? I'm going to close $40 because I'm long overdue for a shout-out, and I really want you guys to give my movie a good shout-out. That squirrel chasing movie. Please give $10 to Mo for being hilarious, $10 to Mary Jane for being lovely, $10 to Dan for being hardworking and patient, $10 to Perry because he can't support himself and has to rely on charity. And remember, squirrel chasing movie, facebook.com. Thanks, Derek Data. Here's the elocution test for Perry. Please repeat each phrase 3 times in a deliberate, clear, and understandable fashion.
Just so you'll read this. Read phrase 1 and phrase 2.
Phrase 1. Blue, black bugs bleed black. But black bugs bleed blue. From phrase 2.
No, you got to do that one 3 times, it says. Do each one 3 times.
Oh. Blue, black, it's a tongue twister. Blue, black bugs bleed black, but black bugs bleed blue. Blue, black bugs bleed black, but black bugs bleed blue. Blue black bugs bleed black, but black bugs bleed blue. The sixth sheep is sick. The sixth sick sheep's sixth Sheep and sick is sick. The sixth sick, sheep's sixth sheep is sick. Makes no sense.
Yeah, because he was getting all better. Why would he be sick?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's the sixth sheep.
His sixth sheep was sick. The sheep's? Mm-hmm. He has all these sheep. His sixth one got sick, and that's what they're talking about.
There. What about the third one, Scaremaster?
There is no third. It's just phase one and phase two.
Okay.
All right. You're terrible as always.
All right.
Oh, this is from SAG-AFTRA One Union. Dear Perry F. Caravello, it has come to our attention that you have violated your agreement with SAG-AFTRA.
What?
It says right here.
Why is it mailed to you and not me?
Well, it says, Dear Perry Caravello, it has come to our attention that you have violated your agreement with SAG-AFTRA protocol. After multiple attempts to reach you by phone or mail at your listed address, 7...
That's not the address SAG-AFTRA uses.
So can we?
That is not the address SAG-AFTRA uses. Let me read. Let me see this fucking letter, because it's a copycat. It's a lie, and it's complete bullshit.
Let me just at least read it.
Read it, and then hand it to me.
These violations include failure to fill out the SAG-AFTRA deferred contract for camera appearances. The Video Podcast Network and Simply Don have paid for expenses and various luxuries, of which none of them have been surrendered to fees or any paid dues to SAG-AFTRA.
What?
They're talking about because we pay you money and give you gifts on the...
It's not a SAG shoot.
Well, you're doing a non-SAG shoot now.
I'm not. I'm working on a computer. I'm not doing anything that's involving SAG or AFTRA. So this is complete bullshit. It's a complete lie. Let me see the letterhead.
Can I finish? The letterhead is right there. Let me finish reading this. Your admission on your Big Three podcast to unlawfully entering our exclusive Screen Actors Guild nominating committee only screening of Skyfall. Uh-oh. You did admit to that. Remember when you did some...
Yeah. Go on.
Your name wasn't on there. Which occurred on Sunday, November 11, 2012, at 2 p.m. at the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, California. Well, you did admit to that.
Yes. Go on.
All right. And three, any type of sexual act on camera done to you or another individual receiving promises of work through enticement is strictly a violation of the SAG-AFTRA protocol.
I don't know what to do. I'm not.
Right. First of all, I think what they're talking about, it happened 21 years ago, for God's sake.
I wasn't even. No. Wait a second.
Okay.
What happened 21 years ago?
The Randy Callahan blowjob.
That's
thing.
Got nothing to do with anything. That was completely.
Then it must be something else. Have you done something else that you haven't shared with us? Watch you say none of your business again.
Look. You know everything that goes on in my fucking life, except for when I shit, shave, and shower.
I don't know everything.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. What's going on with your court case? I know nothing. All I know is what I hear, and I hear that they keep going from courtroom to courtroom because your attorney team realizes he's losing, so he drops the case.
Losing?
And he goes to another place and then tells everyone in his staff that, now we've got him. Got him right where we want.
I think you don't know shit about the legal system.
And
so,
you do?
So mind your own fucking business about my court case.
See, I knew that would come out.
Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I bet I'd know more than you.
I bet you don't know
shit. I'll bet
shit.
I do. I'll bet I do.
How about some trivia?
What kind of
Wrong.
Trivia?
Wrong. Okay. Let me see this fucking letter, because it's a farce, it's bullshit, a complete lie.
Your refusal to cooperate with SAG-AFTRA has led us to decide to discontinue your membership. Oh.
Let me see the letter.
All of your assets
can you get reinstated? Can you get reinstated?
Have been liquidated and
it's
no
bullshit.
Longer will be receiving newsletters, due bills, or membership cards. Please refrain from calling the SAG-AFTRA office, associating yourself with us in any way possible. We wish you luck in the world with your gay pornography career.
It's all a lie.
Sincerely, Joe Beth Williams. Well, that's the person in charge, I believe.
Yep.
Let me see
Screen
this
Actors
motherfucker.
Guild Awards.
Let me see this.
Looks legit, dude.
Looks very legit.
Scaremaster, is there any truth to any of that?
Yeah.
Because once those wheels start moving, dude.
Yeah.
Tough to get them going the other
Guess
way.
Guess what? I got to contact this person. That's all.
Okay. Here, give me that. We need that.
You don't need this.
Yes, I do. Give me
No, you don't.
Give me the letter.
No.
Give me the letter.
Scare Master, an official $10 shout out.
I'm contacting Joe Beth Williams.
Let Dan contact them and they'll get in touch with you.
Excuse me.
Let me help. Let me do that.
You help.
You're not allowed to take evidence out of here. You know that.
Tough shit.
Give me the fucking letter.
You can't have this fucking letter.
It's part of the big three.
Because it's a complete lie.
All you got to do is remember Joe Beth Williams over at SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. Write Joe Beth Williams down, and then you're fine. Mole, can you read this one for us, please?
Yeah, it says, we are writing to Big 3. We were arranged to inform you that some time ago the boss upstairs contracted us to develop a prequel for Windy City Heat. I originally thought this type of project was beneath our scope of talent, and we are genuinely geniuses and penned original treatment for such films as The Godfather, Citizen Kane. We also had a hand in producing Jaws, a feature film we could not possibly have conceived of in the beginning due to it being so bourgeois and masturbatory in its violent, teenage, hormone-driven aspects that we could not spend any more of our valuable time upon this dredge. Not only was the subject matter elementary, we encountered creative differences, if you call it that, with the director, some no-name who we are sure will never made in the industry. A year ago, we were enjoying a luncheon with the president of show business, and he turned us on to your podcast and your charity work for the mentally bereft imbecile. You know the one. Afterwards, we viewed your drama and brought us to tears the first time since 1971. Not completely on board, we felt that the characters of this allegory needed a point of origin. Scare Master, you caught up with this so far?
What are you talking about?
The letter he's reading.
I have nothing to do with it.
None of your business.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, here we go. Let's continue. The screenplay is well underway, and it's destined to be the birth of an American classic. It centers around a young orphan boy in the slums of Chicago who loses his parents to a tragic badminton accident. Shuttlecock. This pivotal incident in his life inspires him to become the world's greatest investigator of sports-related crime. The boy's name? Stone Fury. Along the journey, Stone grapples with finding his Italian identity and ultimately has to solve the greatest mystery of all, his sexual preference. We assure you, it's going to make for a moving picture that will likely make the big three renowned in the artistic community. We will be sending regular updates in the form of $10 shout-outs for the fans to give them some insight into our process, as well as some excerpts to be read. Perry Caramello can expect us to be getting in contact with him on his home telephone and possibly in person, as we commonly shadow our subjects to gain a, quote, day of the life of perspective. We look forward to the success of this joint venture, and we hope that Perry can be professional. Sincerely, the pleasure, William Rehnquist and Sandra Day O'Connor, New York Times bestselling authors, scientists, dental practitioners, attorneys of law, part-time daycare providers.
Phone number? There's only one number from now on. It's my cell number.
Give it out. Hit it.
818?
No, you're why not would supposed you do, to that? Do that. Perry, that's a no-no. You don't give it to anyone for any reason. Email only.
Quick, give me your shosh.
How's he going to get that card without your soch?
He's not going to get it.
All right, let me read on. This is our last one.
He's going to use your soch or her soch. You guys are closer to him than I am.
You're his best friend.
Close to
I'm
the
not
high.
Best friend. He doesn't even come over to my house. I don't even go over to his
Who's your best
house.
Friend?
I'm coming over to your house. Let's go to your
You're
house
not
tonight.
Going to my
oh,
house
let's go to your house tonight. Come on, dude, please.
You come
not
to my
going.
House
to
tonight,
house.
I'll make sure you go to jail.
No, we're gonna get a video.
But
we'll
wait
get
a minute, hold
you go
everything.
Go to my house tonight, I'll make sure you go to jail.
Why? I don't want to go to jail.
Because you're not invited.
Why? You just invited me. You said I go to your house. Let's go to your house.
But you want to end up in jail?
I don't want to go to jail.
All right, here's the deal. Something's going on, and it's pretty damn fishy. Last week, you said you're no longer living in anywhere, and now you're
Well, yeah,
saying,
because they fixed everything.
Oh.
So you're staying there?
Yes.
You're not moving?
No.
Philosophers and plowmen.
All right, let me read this last letter. Dear Big Three, I should never be surprised by your dirtbag Javajo gypsy.
Jehovah's Witness.
Okay, let me just read this, please. Dear Big Three, I should never be surprised by your dirtbag Javajo gypsy muppet that you guys have, but he did it again last week during the podcast. I don't like this guy. I've never liked this guy. I think he's a piece of shit, and he really pisses me off that he blocked me on both Twitter and on Facebook.
Good.
But that's just the start of my annoyance with this prick. Last week, Perry said that he does not bullshit people for money. He said that on the show. Perry, come on, really? You bullshit and scam the government every month and tell lies every chance you get.
Fuck
you. He's got a point.
Fuck you.
Rockhead is telling everybody he's moving from his apartment. Well, I guess he's no longer. Oh, which I proved last week was nothing but bullshit. He's so stupid. He has a way to make people believe in his lie by having a moving party. Even though he's not moving.
I was not having a moving party.
If he had this party, people would love to go. For no other reason, just to touch his personal belongings.
Why don't we just move stuff around your house party?
You come into my fucking apartment, I break every fucking bone in your body.
Now,
every bone?
Every bone!
Every single bone.
All 900 of them.
Why would you do that?
For God's
sake. Because I'm evil. Am I evil? Yes, I am. Am I evil? I am mad. Sure I am.
What is that?
Metallica.
Okay, let me finish this then. If he had done this, people would love to go to that party for no other reason than to just touch his personal belongings. Now, if he really had this party, people would think, wow, he really must be moving. Or why would he be having this moving party? The Goomba Stooge dropped the ball again. Who does this guy think he is by disrespecting an American hero like Tempur-Pedic? He stole his logo. He's spreading rumors that he's alive, living in Boston. You did say that.
Because people have already found him for me.
They found him for
you. Yes.
He would come up and he'd call us.
He doesn't need to call you or him.
With the year anniversary of his death coming up in June, it's tough enough. We don't need jealousy from this dirtbag Javajo gypsy spreading his lies.
He's already been found.
How do you have proof of that?
I'm not going to give out the proof. He's already been
found.
What
do you mean he's been found?
He's already been found. My private investigators have already found him.
Wait a minute. You have private investigators?
None of your business. Now I'm going to say none of your business.
Wait a second. That is our business. Tempur-Pedic is our business.
He's an American hero.
He's America's business.
He's shit.
And if you're hiring... Wait, why does Stone have to hire private detectives?
Because I am the boss of the business.
Oh, see, it's Stone Fury Industries.
What's going on, Scaremaster?
Let me explain something to you.
Please.
The people that work for me are the people that find who I'm searching for.
Wow.
And Tempur-Pedic was one of them.
And where do they find him?
Somewhere in Boston.
Okay.
That's all.
You know, you're being very vague.
That's exactly what I'm going to say.
No one else would like to see
some evidence to this.
There's nothing. Look online. Look on the internet.
Okay, where? Where do we look?
Google one.
Google Tempur-Pedic?
Yeah.
And we'll find out.
You'll find one thing.
Mary Jane.
Did that person that you found give you permission to use his logo on your new t-shirt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you did steal his logo.
They said that it was public domain.
Who said that?
How could that be public domain?
Yeah, he made a logo for his company.
It's trademarked.
And then you just start wearing it.
I've got the trademark Scary Perry Skateboards. That is the trademark.
No. But the little design that you stole from him.
The little hat.
With his signature fedora.
Was not Scary Perry Skateboards.
Okay, but you put it on your shirt.
I got it on my shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's alive?
It's what I've heard.
So he's going to come after you.
Actually, I don't know if this is true.
You better hope he's not alive because he's going to come after you for taking his logo.
Oh, are these your Chicago cousins that found him?
I'm not gonna say shit.
Oh God, you are so stupid.
It's not Dominic or Carmine that found him.
Right, and they're not your cousins.
Oh God.
Oh God. God, you're stupid. You are just
God. You're stupid.
Pronounced "oh dog."
I'm stupid.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, you
you're
are.
You're stupid.
I'm stupid.
You're stupid.
Yeah, Justin Bieber was calling you all the time, wasn't
Justin Bieber
he?
Never called me.
Really? But for the months you said he was.
I never said he called me.
You listen to people that are suing the American government, the Catholic Church, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you invest in that? You put thousands of dollars in it? Who's stupid? Boing! Let me finish this. Personally, in a way, I understand why Don is retiring from the Big Three at the end of the year. Perry brings nothing to the podcast. If something that people would be interested in, his response is always, it's none of your business. We were just talking about that. Now add to the fact that he's becoming more and more of a savage animal. In the podcast from the van, when he was biting Don, his scream sounded like an out-of-control baboon. You can't drink the blood of a dog and not become different. I know the fuckstick will say that he does that for religious reasons, but it will hurt you at one point. I just need to understand.
No, I don't do that for religious reasons.
I just need to understand and hear the reasoning from the horse's mouth on why you're leaving us, Don. And I don't believe Perry has ever denied that he is gay. You're a loyal fan, friend, and former worker, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Let me say something about that guy.
Sure.
He's a pest. He's a pain in the ass. And he says he's chief editor of Perry Leaks.
Former chief editor.
Which means he's still involved in seeking out.
No, but he's
which
the former.
Which means, shut up.
He's
you.
The former.
Excuse me.
He has every right to talk to.
Listen, if you've been following what's been happening with Hugh A. Craig's career as the
we're having a conversation.
Perry Leaks.
You know what?
He interrupts me as I'm talking.
Well, what about, all right, then here's what I have. He's at least talking. I ask you a question. None of your business.
I'm evil.
I am Satan the devil. You're a fucking lying piece of shit that brings nothing to the show.
I bring everything to the show. Otherwise, you don't want to have the show if I'm not here.
Okay. Watch what I do, you fucking imbecile.
What are you going to do?
Well, when this show's over.
You see the dog over there?
When the show's over?
Yeah.
What am I going to, what are you talking about?
You'll have nothing.
Oh, so you're not going to pay me what you owe me every week?
No, I'm just tired of being around you, dude, because of your bullshit. You never say anything on the show, and that's why I'm moving on.
Well, what are you talking about? I never say anything when I'm on the show.
Okay, Perry, tell us a little bit about your trial.
I can't!
Why? It's none of your business. Okay, Perry, tell us, what else do we always ask?
What's your address? How about your social?
My address, P.O. Box number 9, Canoga Park. 91305.
All right, now let's get that soch.
All money there for skateboard decks and t-shirts. My soch, 000000000.
You're lying. You're lying about that. That is not your social security number.
Well, that's what you're going to get.
Okay, so you lied. It's none of our business, right?
Thank you.
What's going on with your lawsuit?
I can't. Well, why don't you show up in a courtroom and go to the judge? Hey, judge, what's going on with Perry's lawsuit?
Okay,
see what he says.
Okay.
When's your next trial?
I don't remember the dates.
Oh.
I don't have them because I'm not the
they only
date
call,
guy? Guy with only, the dates?
They only call you when you need a ride, right?
Hey, can I ask you a question then? Not the trials and stuff, Scare Master. Let me add something else. Let's have some chili over your house tonight.
Not tonight.
It's just impromptu chili cookout. We'll try to.
My daughter's not there, is she? You're not coming over for fucking any chili.
What do you mean?
Till my daughter is in town, no one has chili at my house.
Oh, your daughter's going to have a chili cookout?
I demand for my daughter to show up.
Well, that's up to her.
Yeah.
That's not up to her. I'm her fucking birth, blood, father.
And she wants nothing to do with you because you're crazy to her. You fucking treat her like shit. Why don't you leave her alone, dude?
I treat her like shit?
Yes,
I don't even talk to her.
Well, but you bother her. You try to get in touch with her. Why don't you just let her come to you? She'll come to you. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, when she sees that I have a ton of money in my bank. Or
well, so what?
Or sees that I have money, she'll start running to me, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what? What have you given her before?
Christ.
What have you given her, dude?
I've given her money. I bought her a laptop computer.
How much did you spend on it?
Enough.
How much?
None of your fucking.
None of your fucking business.
Why do you ask money?
None of your fucking business.
Why do you always ask money?
None of your fucking business. Because that's all you ever say. This is a personal life and pop culture. We're asking about it. And you say none of your fucking business.
It's personal life and pop culture. You guys love.
Mo, you're an open book, aren't you? You'd answer any questions.
What do you want to know?
How much money do you make a week?
No money a week right now.
Liar.
Dude, I can't get unemployment, okay? Because the last three things I did were off the books. I got nothing going on. I lost my house because I put all my money in my house and I screwed that up because I didn't get insurance for it. And then both of those things burned down. I had
the
boat,
boat
accidents.
Thing, the boat thing,
like
yeah.
The whole boat things that happened to me last year that I'm still trying to pay off. That anything that I make is garnished. So what are you talking about?
You're a cold son of a bitch, man.
How much money are you making from the government?
And you're scam.
How much do you get every week?
Yeah, how much?
I'm not
none of your business.
Wait,
none of your business.
Well, I have to answer it.
I'm not.
Well, yeah, why?
Because
why?
Because
I don't, why?
You guys don't need to know my fucking personal shit that you don't need.
We're talking about our own personal lives and pop culture. That's what this show's about, and you say nothing.
Well, then this is the last show.
Really? Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Is it? Is it? Is it?
Because you always fucking threaten me.
Threatening you? No, what I'm telling you is this. I'm staying till the end of the year hoping something happens.
I do too.
Okay, well, if not, I'm gone.
Okay.
And I'm just saying to you, you're making it unbearable. And I think that you've got to do something to pick up the pace. Now, what's going on in your trial?
Things.
Okay, when are we having chili cookout?
When my daughter comes to town.
And what if she doesn't come?
Then
because
there's
listen,
never a chili master, cook-off
listen,
at my
you
home.
You got to admit that you coerced your ex-wife to have that baby and you tricked her into having the baby. And so
you could
great.
Have a place to live.
You could have a place to live. And so she never really she was used by you from, you know, inception.
My advice,
kids pick up on that stuff.
My advice as a friend to you, Perry, is this. Leave your daughter alone. She'll come back to you. If you continue to bother her and make her the chip that makes something that's going to happen, because we are having a chili cookout at your fucking house.
Listen,
oh, really?
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
I figured it out.
Oh, really?
Scaremaster, yeah. I figured it out. You got to give your daughter that little baby brother or sister that she's been waiting for. You got to go have another baby with your ex-wife.
She's already got a husband.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Two
I'm
kids.
Not going
Doesn't
back
matter.
To Dolly.
To what?
My ex-wife's name is Dolly, okay? I'm not going back to Dolly, okay?
I think it could be a nice little song for JQA. Well, oh, Dolly.
Scaremaster, listen. When you guys made love, did you used to sing Hello Dolly to her?
Just don't be stupid.
Ever? Did you ever do that?
No.
Never. You were a funny guy. God.
Do you think she regrets marrying you?
No, because they got a beautiful daughter out of it.
Do you ever regret marrying Dolly?
Sometimes.
Every day of your life.
No, I disagree on that remark.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now we're talking normal. I'm glad we got to this point. Now, what's going on with your lawsuits?
Please.
Just tell us one thing. One thing.
Things are happening.
Tell us one thing that's happening.
A court date is coming up.
For what? What's going on?
Is this for Brian LeBrant?
No, this is for suing the Catholic Church, the
this
American
is
government.
For, yeah, Brian is coming up in, I think, June. Yeah.
Suing the Catholic Church, what?
What?
I know a lot more than you think. So why don't you just level with me?
QA Craig III is finding out some shit that is none of his business either.
Well, it is his business because we fired him.
Okay.
And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
That was pretty intense, dude.
Well, anyway, wait a second. Is that a phone call I hear coming through? Could you send that through for us, Vince?
Hello, hello, one ringy dingy, guess whom?
Oh, hi, Mr. Adams.
Lily Tomlin, is it Lily Tomlin?
Mr. Adams.
Lily Tomlin, I wish I were Lily Tomlin. I'd be in the shower lathering myself up. How's the big three doing?
We're good.
Real good, actually.
We're good.
Perry, let me ask you, what happened with you last week?
What are you talking about?
Well, listen, I saw some very disturbing video of you rushing the stage at a Justin Bieber concert and knocking over the piano.
That was
you? I wasn't even there.
Yeah, you knocked over the piano.
I wasn't even there.
You knocked over the piano.
I was not there.
You would understand why I would think this was you. I know you had a slight
Christ.
Obsession with the singer,
oh,
one.
God.
And may I say, you did knock over the craft service table.
I remember that.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Adams. Everyone knows that.
Liar,
everyone knows that.
Liar,
everyone knows that's the truth.
All right,
listen, let's all calm ourselves. Mr. Barnes, how goes things?
We're good.
I saw you on your Red Band podcast on the Facebook recently. It was lovely.
Thank you.
And Mary Jane, you looked fetching. You know what I enjoyed? I especially enjoyed when you gave all the credit for Windy City Heat to Bobcat Goldfarb, the hack. And your producer, yours truly, none. Am I bruised? I would say indeed.
Dude, get over it. Bob's a good dude, man.
Right, Mo.
He's a cool guy.
And he was great in the movie.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, he's a wonderful, wonderful young man. And perhaps Bobcat should put together this week's song for the musical.
Come on, Mr. Adams. You're pouting like a little baby.
Don't pout, Mr. Adams.
You're like Perry.
All right. I won't pout. When I pout, it sticks my chins together. So here's what I've done. I've put together a song for who we all know to be the star of the movie.
Me?
No, it's me. It's me.
The one who truly appreciates me.
It's got to be me.
It's the Scare Master.
Oh, you'd like to know, wouldn't you? You'd like to know. Well, I will tell you. I will tell you who the star is, the one that everyone loves. Still don't have it?
I don't know. Who is it?
Well, you know what? I have him here. Bert, pick up the telly, love. Pick up the telly. Bert.
Burt Ward. Hey, Burt Ward.
Hello, Burt. Burt Ward.
Hey, Burt.
Hey, Burt.
Listen, fellas. Yes, it's Burt Ward. I believe Burt is the backbone of the entire thing. Isn't that right, Burt?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, I do. Now, Burt and I will be performing this one together. How's that sound?
Good.
Sound all right?
Yes.
All right. Well,
it's going to be good.
It won't sound all right for long. Hit it, Wandez.
I bet she screws up.
Here we go. Now we're feeling it. Yeah. Yes, all right. We've got our jeans on, we've got our t-shirts, and we begin. I'm going to start us off, and Bert's going to join in. Are we ready? Loosen it up. Get ready to dance. Yes. 2, 3, 4. When I was a young boy, I played with those other young boy guys. Now that I'm getting older, so much older, I still play with all those young boy guys. What's a fella to do? Hire you know who? Ward knows there are things we can do, Perry. If that's all right with you, I want to hire Bert. 'Cause Bert's so good. Come on, Perry, you know Bert's so good. Sometimes, Perry, don't treat him like he should.
That's true, Skin Master.
Bert's so good. Dancing. All right. Ready, Bert? Here we go. 2, 3, 4, now.
It all wasn't always exciting. Bringing Perry's food is not always fun, yeah.
But Perry looks so inviting. I'd like to put some meat on his tongue. Yeah, Perry, it's you. Perry, you know that it's true. Play a tune on my rusty trombone, baby. Let's see what we can do. But let's get back to Bert. 'Cause Bert's so good. Come on, Bert. Come on, Perry, you know Bert's so good. Sometimes you don't treat him like you should. Bert's so good. Take it, Bert. I will bring you your big meals.
Bring you the meals. I'll make you a dinner plan myself.
It's terrible.
I wear garters and high heels. Maybe we could sashay around.
Where did this guy get his
day
voice?
Long. Check out some dongs all day long.
And yes, here I think, fun, wouldn't it?
All day. All right, everybody, get up, because here we go. 2, 3, 4. Here we are. Ready? Shake it. Bert's so good. Come on, Perry, you know Bert's so good. Sometimes you don't treat him like you should, you know. Bert's so good. But so good, everybody now.
Come on, guys.
Come on, Perry, baby. Bert's so good.
Sometimes you don't feel like you should.
You make it.
Bert's so good. Yes, so very, very good. So what did we think, Bert? Did you love it?
It made me a little uncomfortable.
Well, if you're uncomfortable, let's get you out of those tight clothes and into some silk lederhosen. How's that sound?
No, that's okay.
Anything else you want to talk
like
about?
Like a joke. How about a joke?
You want to hear a joke?
Joke.
All right. Well, then I'll ask away. What do cows put on their hot dogs?
No, that's an easy one.
You know what?
They put mole on their hot dogs.
Mole.
Mustard?
Well done, Bert. Well done.
Wow.
For that, you're getting a leg rub. How's that sound?
Uh-oh. Hey, he took my mustard.
You knew that one?
Sure. Mustard. Oh,
by Mr. Adams.
Cow with a hot dog.
Yeah. Mustard.
So it was Moosterd.
You said it. Yeah. That's pretty funny, though.
I said Mo.
Pretty good tune, though.
Real good. Come on, baby. Come on, Perry. Make it hurt so. Well, anyway.
Bert's so good, but not at singing.
Hey. No. No, he is not much of a singer, is he? Perry, you could do better than that.
Yeah.
Once you prove it during your 60 seconds. Cow!
He said go.
Scary
dude. You gotta go because the second.
Scary Perry's sexcapades number 28.
No. It's your 60
seconds. Another story.
It's your 60 seconds. It's your 60 seconds.
Popsicle sticks and boomerangs.
www.scaryperryscapeboards.com.
This is your time. You can get up there.
This is it. Scary Perry's
sticks. This is where you get to promote everything that you need to promote.
Scary Perry's
sticks. You sell all kind of stuff.
Scary
washers and dryers.
Shut your mouth.
Margarine.
Perry, just do it.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
Schwinn Stingrays.
How do I do it when this fucking guy talks?
I don't know, but you gotta do it.
There is no mirror.
Stop! Oh, I scared the little doggy. I'm
so there is no commercial.
Yeah, that is the commercial.
There is no commercial.
So it gets in people's heads.
Because you fucking jag off.
How did I do it?
All right, let's do your sexcapades. We got to get this done really quick. Come on.
Yeah. Scary Perry sexcapades number 28. Another story with Linda Johnson, ex-penthouse pet, 1987. After she moved back to the neighborhood in either 2007 or 2008, I ran into her in the street driving southbound on Reseda Boulevard. She yells at me that wasn't what this was about. This was about when I took her to dinner at El Torito's in Woodland Hills, and she got so drunk that she was yelling and screaming at me in the restaurant. I don't remember what it was over, but then we got thrown out of the restaurant. But I'm walking home, or she's walking home.
I don't know.
She leaves me at El Torito's. She's walking home. It's a long walk back after about 6 miles or so. I tried to look for her, and she got picked up on the way back. I guess she was hitchhiking or something, or somebody pulled over and picked her up real quick. Let's see. Then we ended up eating dinner off the catering truck down the block. Then after the sex was amazing. Sex was amazing. She got on top, rode me like a racehorse. Then I came.
When you say she rode you like a racehorse, was she kicking your legs with her boots? Was she whipping you with a whip?
You know, when you got a woman
it's
on
also
top of
like,
you.
Yeah, but a racehorse, like your legs are dangling on both sides.
Right, and they're
so
kicking.
So were you like on some like kind of like a saddle type thing?
I'm confused here.
When they ride,
or
you?
Was it like she was having sex with a racehorse? Like,
oh,
and then that's like
horses
she goes, like a racehorse.
Have you ever seen a horse's penis? She was
really big, right?
It's huge and big and red.
Yeah, really weird. So she was making love on a horse.
She was fucking me like she was on a horse. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, I'm still a little confused.
Then I got on top of her and had sex until
like a horse. You're a horse on top of her now.
When you're done, do you eat oats?
Did you have a feed bag on?
I came three times altogether.
Wow.
Let's see. She was one of my favorite lovers in my life.
Why not?
Then
you're
when,
a, you're
then
a horse.
When she needed to go back to then when she needed to go back to the family in Florida, I said, "Go back to your family in Florida."
That was good of you.
It was more important than I am.
Was she in love with you, do you think?
A little bit. We were in love with each other a little bit.
When you guys were making love, did you ever throw a shoe?
Shut up.
When making love, did you ever break your leg and they had to put you down?
Again, shut up. But I was calling by, I was called by her, and she said she was going to marry her old sixth grade boyfriend.
So you lost.
Back in
But you
Florida.
Still showed. You still ended up in the money.
What money?
Please.
I hope it works out
show.
For her. Yours truly, the Scare Master, Scary Perry F. Caravello.
Every time I hear your sexcapades, I start thinking they're all bullshit.
Excuse me, Dan. Here's what you're forgetting. Number one, Scare Master, a lover of many women.
Yeah, but he's also blended in guys, so you can say he's a lover
blended
of people.
Blended in guys?
Not that often.
I never blended
not
in guys.
Often.
I don't know.
But Scare Master,
I never blended in any guys.
Not according
Scare
to
Master.
The internet.
Scare Master, back me up here for a second.
Oh, my God.
Scare Master, Italian, and a lover of many women. True?
I've loved girls since I was in third grade.
Thank you. So just back me up. Scare Master, women find him irresistible. Scare Master?
Thank you.
Okay. Scare Master has a magnetism that draws women in. Scare Master?
Thank you.
Okay. Scare Master exudes a masculinity that women can't help but be drawn to. Scare Master?
I like that compliment too. Thank you.
Okay. Can I get that social?
Fuck you.
He just needs a social security number.
He's not going to get my social security number. He what? Wants to screw me over with
Excuse
my
Excuse me.
Over.
Why would I want that? Because
you want to ruin my life.
What kind of card
you
are you trying to get?
You take my social security number, you'll go to the fucking social security, you'll put it in your name.
No, he won't.
Why
he
would
just
I,
needs a,
why
a
would
co-signer.
I ruin your life?
What card are you
for
applying
nothing?
For?
I don't have that kind of income to co-sign for shit.
Mole, what kind of card are you applying
for? It's actually
for?
A library card because I want to go to use the computers in the bathrooms.
Oh, my God.
What if he made you a deal like this? He said once a week he would take you out to dinner at the finest Thai restaurant in town.
You must be talking about...
What the Huck. That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. You know what really pisses me off? I am sorry that I'm interrupting the What the Huck commercial at 323-654-7952. But it really hurts me that you guys got t-shirts and I didn't.
He only sent me two, one of Green Bay and one
Who
of
was?
You know, that makes me sad,
I
too.
I just told you it was...
Because, Dan, nobody likes sports t-shirts more than you of everybody
absolutely.
That I know. You like sports t-shirts
absolutely.
More than anyone. You know what?
And
I'm going to get you one.
Instead of getting me a sports shirt, I wouldn't mind you taking me to What the Huck for the finest in Thai cuisine, 323-654-7952 if you want to make reservations.
Do you really want to go there? You get that, you eat that a lot here.
I mean, I love it.
I love it. I
absolutely
eat it all the time.
Sometimes I do. I find myself going there maybe 8 times a week.
Hmm.
For lunch, for dinner.
Scare Master, not so much because he does not like the men's room, actually.
Well, he's been kicked out of the men's room because he left a stink bomb in there that ruined the restaurant for a while.
Yeah, right.
Perry, in life, I've never been told by someplace that you are no longer allowed to use the bathroom because you made it too stinky. No one has ever said that to me. They have to you.
Well, I used the restroom when I went to pick the food up.
All right. I'm just telling you. I think it is time now that we do something that people love. I mean, they truly love this. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
You know, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mole will take some sort of scenario that he makes up. He will then cast the scene. He will then direct the scene. The one thing we don't know is, Mole, what are we... Wait a second, time out. Mole. Could I take the Mole Place today? Could I be the one that directs the scene? And you do an acting gig with Perry?
It's highly irregular.
Let's throw it up in the air. Let's just see what happens.
You know me. I'm a traditionalist, and I like to keep a streak going. But I say, absolutely, let's do that.
You want to do it, Perry?
All right.
Okay. On today's Mole Play, featuring Don Barris, what we're going to do is this. Perry,
Yes, sir.
I can't do it.
Why not?
It's too much pressure.
Give it a try.
I really can't. I don't know if I can. I don't want to put you in this pit. Do you know he's bit my nipple before?
I know.
You know he's a terrible actor.
I know.
I'm the best.
You're the worst. Okay. So on today's Mole Play, what we're going to do is we're going to recreate the biggest heist in ATM history.
Nice.
I'm not a bank robber.
No,
I'm sorry.
All right, Perry, you're playing this game.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
All right, today, you were the two thieves that took $45 million in an ATM scam. Perry, you will play Elvis Rodriguez. Mole, you will play Emir Yeji.
I'm Mexican and he's in Middle Eastern.
You're Elvis Rodriguez.
Elvis, and I'm Emir.
Okay. Now, what we didn't know, that unlike the movie Dog Day Afternoon, they were both homosexuals.
What?
God.
Oh, no way, dude.
Oh, God.
Okay, so
you just got me over here to get my nipple pierced.
You were getting in the van. You've got the money. Now you're going to celebrate in only the way Elvis and Yasser celebrate. Mole Play!
Okay, listen, Elvis. We got the money, but we've got to input this stuff on the computer because we're cyber criminals. Okay.
How do you want to do this?
Boot up the computer. What buttons are you pushing to get it going?
The on-off button, nitwit.
Okay. So listen, we need to launder this money with a bunch of stuff. So go ahead. Input $45 million. Talk a little bit.
Inputting $45 million.
Input our names, Elvis and Emir.
No, you jagoff. You don't input your real name.
This is going to an offshore account. Don't worry about it. This is going to the Cayman Islands.
Right, sure.
Okay, I need that social real quick. What's your social? What's your social security number?
Your real one.
Your real social security number.
000.
Okay, your real social security number.
All right, but now... You fought a little bit, but now it's time to make love.
Get out of here, you fucking queer! God damn!
Okay, Mole, you gotta ride him like a horse. Ride him like a horse.
You wanna fucking...
Are you gonna be a tough guy, Perry?
Yeah, I gotta be!
Yahoo! Yahoo! Ride him!
Yeah, like, that's not Linda, okay?
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
I think we're better off doing it the other way.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Okay, well, since I'm over here, listen, folks, if you want to get in touch with us via the social network, I'm at simplyjam.com. How you doing? I can't do that.
I'm at The Real Molininski.
I'm at Scary Perry 818 and Perry F. Caravello.
I'm at Mole, The Real Molinsky.
I'm also on Twitter, SimplyDon1. Also, check out Vine and also check out Instagram. That's SimplyDon and Don Barris on both of those. And
email me on KNASCaryPerry at KNASCaryPerry.
Oh, you got that account back, huh?
No, I don't have the account back, but...
You're working on it.
No, I don't have the...
Get the
bat. You want to catch me any night. I'm at the Comedy Store every night. And don't forget, on Monday night, come and see the Death Squad taping of the Ding Dong Show every Monday night, 10 p.m. Anyway, here, guys, put her there. Big 3. Goodbye.